Kitchen Rudimental, a series in which chef and author Annie Smithers investigates the very basics of kitchen craft. I've come to Annie Smithers' kitchen. I thought we were going to talk about lamingtons, but I had it all wrong.
Well, I did send you a little text, and I said, I think that we should talk about laminations this week. I got a very excited text back from you saying that that would be lovely because you love lamingtons. So I had to go back and see if I'd been auto-corrected, but no.
Just me auto-correcting in my mind.
You auto-corrected in your mind. Would you like to talk about lamingtons at a future date?
I think we should. I mean, listeners, who wants to hear about lamingtons at a future date? Look at that sea of hands.
Look at them. I think of lamingtons as one of those very old-fashioned Australian
You're things. Right.
There are a couple of tricks with lamingtons to make them a little easier to make. What we're going to talk about today leads to a lesser-known Australian cake shop treat, a matchstick.
Oh.
Now, do you remember matchsticks?
I don't think I might if I saw one in the flesh.
It's sort of like faux French pastry work. It's sort of, how Australians adopt some things that don't, in the 50s that they didn't quite get it right.
What's the fancy name for a vanilla slice?
Well, it sort of had cream and jam in it, and sometimes it had quite thick icing on the top, and it was just this matchstick of puff pastry.
Yeah, I think now that you say all that.
You remember a matchstick?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that.
Sorry, I'm drinking tea as well because we're in my kitchen and it's so cold. And I've just lit the stove to make it a little bit warmer for Mr. Green.
Like our student days, we had the stove for heating.
You open the oven door. So, no, I thought that we would talk about laminations, the layers that one finds in things like puff pastry and croissant dough.
Sounds tricky and skill-based.
Well, it's not tricky, and if you want to have a go, the rewards are wonderful. Is it skill-based? I think there is definitely technique in it, but it isn't that hard. It's just understanding the process.
Okay.
So I suppose the first question to ask you is, do you know why puff pastry puffs?
You mean between its little layers as an entity? If you put
if
a slab of it in the oven,
you roll out a sheet of puff pastry,
it'll puff.
And you put it in the oven at 210 degrees, why does it not stay as a flat sheet of pastry and why does it go puff?
I presume it has some sort of rising agent in it.
No.
Oh.
Well, it does, but it's construction as opposed to chemical.
Because it's got layers.
Yes. And what has it got layers of?
Air?
No.
Something else.
It's got layers of pastry and dough and butter. And what actually happens is that because you cook puff pastry at quite a high temperature, say about 210, 220 in a non-fan forced oven, is as the butter melts, it creates steam and it pushes up. Technically in really good puff, I think there's 1,100 layers. Each layer of butter pushes up one layer of dough, and that's how you get the layers.
So when you get that puff pastry from the supermarket, and it comes in those little rolled out flat bits, that's actually dozens and dozens and dozens of little layers.
It is indeed. So, there's good puff pastry at the supermarket.
There is. That's the one that comes in the box sort
that's
of thing, not the flat
roll,
bit.
Roll as opposed to the frozen sheets.
That one.
But the other thing is that the standard frozen sheet one is actually made with something called Pastrex, which is a margarine base. So, tip for all you who are vegan out there, or all you that have vegan relatives that you need to cook for, is the standard puff pastry in the square of that brand that we've known for all our life is made with a margarine. So it is in fact vegan, which I think is really important to know because people sort of these days think a lot about, pastry's got butter in it, so you can't do that. Mm. But I find that from the freezer in the refrigerator department, no eggs, it's just dough and a shortening, so butter or margarine. So it is this wonderful thing that, you can buy that you can suddenly make a lovely vegan pie out of. Or there's the next rank up, which has called Butter Puff, which obviously includes butter. And then, of course, you've got the fancy ones in the roll that are much nicer, but that's how it is. But it's about the actual construction of puff, which is one of the things that absolutely delights me.
And you make it yourself, I would imagine.
I do make it.
She's headed off now into the little back room.
Popped out to get a rolling pin.
Oh.
And I might get a little bit of flour. So on my bench, I have two identical rectangles at this point in time. And they are 15 centimetres by around 25 centimetres. So the dough is slightly bigger than the actual butter. So what this dough
is... Oh, that's butter.
That's butter.
And that's dough.
That's dough.
Side by side.
So when I was lovingly taught this nearly 40 years ago, is I was told... And I'm sure someone will correct me if it's wrong, or someone will say, yes, that's right. I was told that the actual dough that you use to make puff pastry is referred to as a de trompe. Now, de trompe loosely translates to a mess or a mistake. So, which always makes sense to me because it always feels like puff pastry originated when someone forgot to put the butter in the pastry.
In the short pastry.
And they had to put it in after.
Which makes sense.
Sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, all this dough is flour, water, salt, and a little bit of acid. And the acid acts as a preservative. Wet flour can go grey quite quickly, so it's either vinegar or lemon juice. So it's a lovely process, because then what you set about doing is you set about making the layers. What I've done is I've just now in front of you rolled my dough out to probably a third as much again is the ideal.
It's still, you know, a good half a centimetre thick.
So this is a good domestic size.
Oh, there's the butter going right on top.
Yeah. So this is a lovely domestic size of pastry. So it's 500 grams of butter and it's 500 grams of flour. So they're equal quantities. And what I've actually done is I've taken my 500 grams of butter and I've smote it. Is that the past tense of smite?
Yes.
Yeah. So I actually stand there and I whack it with a rolling pin on a piece of paper so that it's a nice flat sheet of butter. You don't want it hot, you don't want it too warm.
No, it's certainly, you want it's it to cool be enough pliable, to be holding its shape there.
But you want it to be pliable so that it doesn't crack. And then the first thing is that you roll it. There's 2/3 of the sheet of dough is now covered in that pad of butter, and you fold the naked third back and then you pop this third forward. You've now got dough, butter, dough, butter, dough. So that's your first five layers.
It doesn't look very fine yet.
I seal up all the little edges of that and get rid of my buttery piece of paper, and then I'm actually going to roll it out. I've turned it 90 degrees and I'm going to roll it out to the same length that I started with. Let's say roughly it was about 30 centimetres after I poked it around. So let's say we take it out for easy maths to 45 centimetres. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to remember this because you need your layers to be nice and even. So you roll it out to the same length each time. So here's
and you're measuring that with an actual ruler.
Yep. That's a little more than 45. That's about 50. So the first fold to fold the butter in, we just put three folds. Now we do what's known as a book turn. So we fold one bit in, and then the top bit in. So that you have it like
the meeting
that.
In the middle.
Meeting in the middle, and then you fold
back over the top.
So that it's like a little volume. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 little layers of encased pastry. Mm-hmm. But there was how many to start with?
5.
So that's 20.
Oh, it's adding up.
So next time we do 4 times this.
And you've turned this around now so that
I've turned it 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. And because you're dealing with pastry and because you're dealing with, you know, gluten in the flour, is sometimes it likes a rest. So depending on the conditions, you might need to rest it between what's known as the turns. It's being turned. And to remember where you're up to, you just put a little indentation for that turn number one.
I bet French people have been doing that forever.
They do. And
little
it's
indentations.
It's a beautiful process because it actually, you can see very quickly that it starts to form this gorgeous texture and look about it that is quite different from when it was just the three folds.
It's suddenly becoming quite elastic and a little
silky,
little golden.
And you can see the butter doing its thing.
The pastry at the beginning, the mistake pastry, was a little bit sort of cadaverous. It was
it's white and unattractive.
Yes.
And by the time it's finished, it's actually always reminded me there's with the flour on it, because it's so cold, it's cold on the inside, but it's soft and it's got the fat through it and things, always reminds me of that sense of diving into a swimming pool, a cold pool on a hot day, and
nice.
How your skin feels when it comes out. So it's always got that beautiful sense to me. So this is turn number two, and we're going to do another book turn here. So in like that, so that's another four.
24.
So four times 20 is 80.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, and four 80s are?
320.
And four 320
oh.
is more than 1,200, so 13.
Okay, so immediately,
yeah.
Very quick,
so
isn't it?
Immediately, for me, there's such enormous beauty in it.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, it sounds hard, but it's actually not hard. It's just a very beautiful process that takes time.
And that wonderful thing you're going to get here at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What needs to happen now is I wouldn't roll it more than twice, so it's going to have a rest now. And then I'll take it out and I'll do turn three.
How many
and
more?
And I'll do turn four.
Both book turns?
And that's it, both book turns. And then
you get something like this.
This is the secret one that we prepared earlier.
Here's one we made before the program.
So this is a piece of puff pastry that I made yesterday, and this has its full complement of turns. You can see, because you don't need seeing things like I do, can you see all of those layers
in
there?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's
for sure.
That's your full complement of layers.
And what a beautiful feel in the hand too.
Yeah, so even if you feel, if you hold that one,
yeah,
and then you hold the half finished one, you can feel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's enormous.
There's a
fineness to it.
There is, and this the unfinished one still has a floweriness, a
lumpiness.
Yeah,
sort of,
to it.
It's a very simple process, and
I'm greatly encouraged by that.
Yeah,
that's
and
an
look,
awful
it's
lot of butter though. Deep sigh.
There is an awful lot of butter, but what's wrong with butter?
Well, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, it makes a treat.
What are you making now?
Well, I'm just rolling a little bit out to show you. So that is a lovely little strip of
beautiful puff pastry.
Beautiful handmade puff pastry. Firstly, to me, it always feels so lovely. It makes me very excited.
And it's elastic, it's pastry, but it doesn't sort of droop and bloop everywhere. It has a real sort of sense of itself, doesn't it?
So then if we get our little measuring tool out, you can see that because I can't see that. How many millimetres thick is that? About five millimetres?
Yeah.
Okay, if you cook this just as a little 3 millimetre to 5 millimetre sheet of pastry,
yep,
you'll get something that looks like this.
It's puffed.
It's puffed, and that's half of it. So that puffed up to about 8-9 centimetres when it was a whole piece.
Yeah.
That's the magic of it for me, is that by this simple process of introducing something that creates steam, so you start with that plain dough, and that's the one that's pushed up by the steam in the butter, and that's what gives you that magical, magical thing called puff pastry.
Do you know something?
What?
I'm going to try it.
Are you?
Yes. Are you going to, we're going to put a recipe on the
We are going to put a recipe on that.
And look, here's a treat this time too. Not only will the recipe have the bits, but we'll pop some pictures up there of some of the moments. So there'll be some little guides there.
Little guides, all right? And next time we'll talk about what to use it for.
Annie, that's very exciting.
Well,
thank you.
I think it's exciting. I think it's actually a little bit more exciting than Lamington's, but we'll...
Well... Jury's out on that.
We'll watch this
We'll come to Lamington's eventually. That's puff pastry. Recipe, instructions, all that stuff on the blueprint page, the Radio National website.